Well, the Australian Wagyu Association some time ago took some steps in developing what we call our trade descriptors. So we've got a crossbred industry or sector, which there are varying percentages of Wagyu, and the most common is really a first cross, an F1. So it's a 50% Wagyu and a 50% another breed. Then you go from that starting point all the way up to right at the top where you've got 100% Wagyu. So we have trade descriptors which go from F1 all the way up to full blood that can assist the trade in accurately describing their product.
And I understand the industry is also developing a genomics test to assist this.
Yeah, that's true. There is a Wagyu content test, which is a genomics-based test being developed. So it's not yet completed, but it's past the research stage. And this test is basically where you take a DNA sample, and that DNA sample will then help you identify the level of Wagyu content.
And how much demand is there for this, given that there is a real push for truth in labelling and really accurately labelling the food that consumers are eating?
Yeah, I think from a consumer point of view, that's exactly where it's driven from. And things like, you know, the breed content for beef is becoming more and more important. What those cattle have consumed as far as grain or grass, you know, these things are very, very much of importance to consumers, and they want to know when they're buying things that they can make an educated decision on what they're buying.
What signs are you taking from the interest that big players like Gina Reinhart and the corporate players starting to pay quite a great deal of attention to this breed?
I think what it does, it validates the level of interest from many, many breeders over, you know, the last two decades, that they're certainly on the right track. And I guess when you have corporate investment coming into play, they're looking at trying to move a lot faster into the production cycle, so that to do that they have to invest heavily. So I guess you have a limited number of people with that capacity, so having people like Gina Reinhart invest into the Wagyu industry is a good thing.
Outgoing Wagyu Breed Society President Scott De Bruin. Gyra's seed stock producer Locke Rogers has been breeding Wagyu commercially for 21 years, and he's astounded by the level of interest in the breed.
It's just unbelievable demand at the moment. We're truckloads short of being able to supply bulls to our customers. It's on a real high at the moment.
And how has the breed improved in your 20 years of using Wagyu, given that they were thought of as glorified dairy cows there for a while?
I'm not sure that the breed has improved hugely. The uptake, I think a bit of a blessing has been that initially people hated the look of Wagyu, and it stopped people jumping on board. We as Australian farmers have got the happy knack of overproducing whatever's good, whether it be fat lambs or anything. But it took a long while for people to really jump on the Wagyu bandwagon, and, you know, until people saw their neighbours getting twice and two and a half times as much for their cattle, that eventually the dollars and cents just dictated that they'd do it.
What sort of issues, though, are you seeing now with the integrity of the product, given that it has become so much more popular? Is that being exploited?
There is a danger of it, and because of the value of it and the image of it, there is a danger of a sort of some level of substitution, which our association is planning to define. So it is an issue. The danger is to compromise the integrity of the whole program. The cream basically rises to the top. There's so many good operators that the product is really good. I think the cream will come to the top and it'll sort itself out. But I think there will need to be a level of control to make sure the integrity is right. A slight scary thing at the moment, I've never hesitated recommending people use Wagyu, but at the moment there are a huge amount of big players getting into it. But if you know, some of the big corporate players, if enough of them all go breeding Wagyu, that it'll be a good product, it'll be good for the industry, but there could come a time where we might sort of close the gap a bit and lose the premium a bit.